in total have talked to 233 people since moving to New York.
Nasty bitch. That's enough to break down right there. This is a broken woman. An irreversibly damaged woman at this point. But let's look at those stats again. The man she eventually ends up with, because all of them can still end up with a man. All of them know how to get married if they want to. Just put on a fake nice girl act for 6 months to a year, and, you know, and pretend like you're a good woman. And they can get some sucker to marry them.
If she thinks it's anything less than the best, then it's not going to happen.
I'm always right in the end.
So think about if you're that guy, she's going to be comparing you to 233 people she had talking stages with. And that's just since moving to New York. So realistically, it's probably in the thousands. How bad do you have to be as a romantic option to have talking stages with 233 people, 36 dates, and still end up with no boyfriend at the end of all of this? That tells us everything we need to know. Let's get back into it.
She may smell bad. She may be awful at sex. She may give terrible jobs. She may be terrible to actually walk down the street with. She may be very just awkward or mean or rude. So we don't know.
But ghosting is a thing. I've ghosted plenty of people. It's not the nicest thing to do. I know, I'll admit it. There's a big saying of like, there's plenty of fish in the sea, but my God, this is not a sea. This is a pool.
And now that I'm 25 and have gone on more dates, unfortunately. Actually, I don't really know if you should be taking advice from me because obviously it hasn't surmounted to anything.
Why does that not surprise me?
She's taking some accountability. Maybe it's an Asian thing. She admitted to ghosting a bunch of people herself. She admitted that you shouldn't be taking advice from her because nothing added up to anything. So I like her a little more than most of the dingbats we go over. I'll say that.
This is mind-blowing.
Since I moved to New York 3.5 years ago, I started dating 3 years ago on dating apps. I wasn't celibate for the first like 6 months of being there. I actually was meeting people. And I was meeting friends of a friend, so I was busy as preoccupied. And then, long story short, met all the friends I could meet in my circle and was like, okay, I don't think I'm gonna date anybody here. And so I downloaded Hinge, and I've also been on Tinder, but unfortunately from my experience, it has been an app where I cannot have a single conversation with anybody. And so Hinge has been the best thing for me. And I, in total, have talked to 233 people since moving to New York. Also, for more context, I have dated people in college. The last person I dated was in junior year college, and so it's been basically 4 years. Clearly, from the 233 people that I've talked to, I'm the problem.
I'm off to see how shitty you are as a human.
Thank you. I might not have to break this one down. She's breaking herself down. Yes, ma'am, you are the problem. If you can't find a boyfriend after having a talking stage with 233 people, just retire. I don't care if you're just 25. Retire from dating. Do everybody a favor and just give up forever. Or maybe seek therapy, something. Something has to change. Doing the same thing and expecting a different result, we know that's the definition of insanity. I hope she doesn't find anybody, because she's not going to be good for any man she ends up with. Even if she heals a little bit and gets a little better than what she is now, it's still not going to be anything good long term for any man. So I hope she doesn't find somebody. I do hope she finds peace and solace in life and purpose, but I don't hope she finds a romantic partner for men's sake.
Yeah, that's a bar to leave on.
Subscribe now if you like what you heard so far and you want more content from me. It really helps this video and the channel blow up.
I'm the problem because I'm being very, very picky and I'm not apologizing for it whatsoever.
This is where we spiral into delusion. I knew it was going to lead to men suck. Why would you be able to be picky when you're clearly a train wreck? You essentially admitted to being a complete train wreck so far in this video. And now you still think you're some queen on a throne that can be super picky?
That's stupid, guys. Is this camera on me?
Yes.
And this is what I want to break down. Even if this guy does exist and wants to be with her, she doesn't know how to keep him. There's no such thing as the perfect guy. This is a woman who's never going to be satisfied. I mean, look, most women are never satisfied. But this is a woman who won't even be able to find contentment for 6 months with a guy. Like, the clock is ticking. Next thing you know, she'll be 30, 35. Talking about, I'm not going to lower my standards. You are the low.
This whole concept of women lowering their standard, bitch, you are the low standard. The fuck are you on about? I don't even lower my standards. You are the low.
They never think their value drops. Even if, let's just say she was a 10 out of 10 and she had all the value in the world. After 233 dates and you're vlogging it, it's on the internet forever. You think any man who finds this video is going to see value in you, knowing that you had 233 talking stages and went on dates with 36?
Bye, Felicia.
She will never be happy in a relationship because it is clear she is expecting a relationship to be a fairy tale. But even if he's a fairy tale on his side, you're not a fairy tale on your side. You're a nightmare on your side. So you're going to turn his fairy tale life into a nightmare and then blame him for it. Why is this relationship a nightmare? Because you, bitch, you're why it's a nightmare. He's a swell guy and you're a demon. But she's going to find a way to blame him for the fact that she's batch crazy.
4 out of the 233 people are people that I met through a friend. And so they were mutuals or they're strangers that I approached in person. 229 of them were people that I talked to on Hinge. 69 of them ghosted me.
She may smell bad. She may be off with sex. She may give terrible jobs. She may be terrible to actually walk down the street with. She may be very just awkward or mean or rude. So we don't know.
Which is 30%. 32 of the 229 led to first dates, which is 14%. 7 of the 32, which is 22%. So 7 people. We ended up going on second dates and more. Change of scenery. I am in Texas right now. I completely forgot to add some more statistics.
Please, for the love of God, do not.
Now she's in Texas, folks. This woman has a triple-digit body count. Never trust a woman who always in different places. That's not normal.
25% of the people that I went on dates with paid. 15% I paid for myself. And 60% we split. I do have to admit, though, in the very beginning, the first 2 years of going on dates, I was pretty adamant about offering to pay. A lot of the guys that I went on dates with were just like, okay.
You're goddamn right.
The second pie chart is what we did on the date. I'm sure you guys can guess the majority, which was 65%. We got drinks and 30% we got coffee or some kind of food. 5% was activity based. And then the shortest talking stage, so the talking stage being the first time we talked to each other till the date, 5 hours. I did a very spontaneous one with this random guy in New York. The longest was 3 weeks because we were both traveling and so we...